It's 11 o'clock and time for World on 3 with Lopa Kotari.
James, thank you very much. Well, tonight we're pretty much covering all bases. Music from roots to hard-hitting metal. And we circumnavigate the planet from Wales to Korea through the Americas and back to the UK, stopping off in Africa along the way. So where do we start? Well, 1970s Peru and Pedro Miguel y sus Maracaibos. Trumpets, Cuban song and cumbia all in one fast-paced, totally hip-swaying package. Piranha on Peru Maravilloso, vintage Latin, tropical and cumbia. One of 15 tracks that have been remastered from their first pressing all those decades ago. And tonight on World on 3, we actually have got some real live vintage Peru for you, because we're going to be bringing you highlights from this year's World Music Expo, WOMEX, that took place in Cardiff last month. We were there to record some of the great new bands about to hit the international music touring circuit, and two of them are on the programme tonight. We've got heavy metal from Korea's Jambinai and the Cumbia All-Stars, a new supergroup made up of some of Peru's music kings. Also on the programme, I've got some interesting and experimental combinations of music and geography, like this one, a Scandinavian band's take on the Balkans with a bit of the Middle East thrown in. They're Gothenburg Gadgers, also the title of their debut album, and this is Amnesia. How delightful. Anden Jodler, Andean Jodel from Bavarian band Feischow and their album Weltensprung, which translates as leap into another world. And sometimes it is a bit too much of a leap, but hats off to them for pushing the boat out. Now, you know, if you've got any ideas of interesting musical combos or even suggestions about tunes that should have been left out of the blender, then tweet us at BBC Radio 3 on the World on 3 hashtag, and we can try and play some of them on the programme over the next few weeks. Basia Bulat is a Canadian of Polish descent. She plays the auto harp, which is a hand-held corded zither. If that means nothing to you, you can find pictures of it on the internet. Tall, Tall Shadow is Masia's third album. And this song, It Can't Be You, is the one I keep coming back to. It's also a pretty good showcase for the auto harp.
Ooh.
Classic desert rock from Tamikrest, Imanin Bas Zilhun, Nothing Will Make My Soul Joyful, from their album Chatma, Women, dedicated to the courage of the Tuareg women. And the first of their albums to have a central theme, which I think has brought out a more punchy, assertive side to their music. And the fact that the troubles in northern Mali have forced most of the group to live in exile in Nigeria, it just adds to their messages of loss and sorrow and suffering. Tamikrest were in the UK quite a bit this year, but I'm sure, given lead guitarist Usman Agmusa's love of England, that you'll get a chance to hear them live in the new year. You're listening to Lopakatari here on BBC Radio 3. Not long to wait before you hear the first of our two highlights from Womex, held in Cardiff this year. In fact, just another 7 minutes or so to go. And the first of the two groups is going to be the Korean metal band Jumbinai. So if you're going out, remember you can listen on your phone, your tablet, or if you're going to be in a Wi-Fi free zone, well then you can listen again on the iPlayer. Whatever you do, you're not going to want to miss it. So we've had gypsy music from Scandinavia and an Andes-inspired Bavarian yodeling song. Now for some Hungarian ethno-funk, as the band Kerekesh puts it. They take Hungarian folk songs and put it through a bit of a wrangler. In Betya Hero, they take the story of the highwayman, the social bandit, and apply it to the modern world of bankers and financiers. The voice you're going to hear is that of Mike Finnegan. He toured with Jimi Hendrix, Crosby, Stills, Nash, and many more legendary musicians. So put your hands in the air and better do as he says.
Stand and deliver. Be stronger than ever. Stand and deliver. Be stronger than ever. Stand and deliver.
There ain't no more outlaws on the big hill. There ain't no more real highwaymen to kill. The last one died in 1910. Today they call themselves businessmen. Mamas let them grow up to be lawyers. There's no need for outlaws and gangsters. There's no need for outlaws and gangsters.
Stand and deliver. Be stronger than ever. Stand and deliver.
blocking the road. Mr. Businessman dressed in the latest mode. Ain't no outlaws to hunt you down again. Top dogs feed you with weed and cocaine. Take from the rich, then give to the poor. That old-fashioned way, why, it ain't working no more. That old-fashioned way just ain't working no more. Famous, my Warren wanted pictures. While misters are shaking hands with ministers. Sleeping sleepless under the shroud of stars. Or giving parties in elegant dream cars. Sing the song about a working class outlaw. I won't say hero, because what's a hero? I won't say hero, because what's a hero?
Stand and deliver. He's stronger than ever. Stand and deliver. He's stronger than ever. Stand and deliver. He's stronger than ever.
De cuando me encuentro así, es que no mejor vicio el que viene regalado. Por eso yo no paso de esto que me han pasado. Corren con mi sangre y mi caballo es regalado. Si me están mordiendo las venas con dientes que no voy a ver. Y me la paso en marcha hasta el puto amanecer.
Dígame en el mundo quién me puede detener.
No me falles, que mi vida depende de tu locomoción.
The unusual combos continue. That was Bulgarian Spanish indie pop from Risto Kolikov, who loves all things Spanish, and his band Del Padre. Polly Genova was the one singing on that song, and she's a bit of a pop star in her country. She was Bulgaria's entry to the Eurovision Song Contest 2 years ago, and she's also a judge on the Bulgarian version of The X Factor. And so to Jambinai, a much-anticipated rock band from Korea who had the audience on the Saturday night at Wemix utterly spellbound and flabbergasted. It's great when you go to a gig and have absolutely no idea what to expect. Two of them were sitting cross-legged on the floor with their harmless enough folk instruments. A third member of the band was simply holding a guitar in front of a laptop. And then they started, and a wall of sound came hurtling towards us. I felt the thrill of a kid splashing around in torrential rain. So here they are, Jambinai, and they start with a song called Grace Kelly. Well, I'm here with Jambinai, whose music completely blew me away when I was in Korea and Seoul. And so I'm thrilled that they're doing a showcase here at this year's Womex. Introduce yourselves, please.
Hi, we are Jambinai, and my name is Iru. I play Korean traditional instrument, the piri, taepyeongso, and the guitar.
Hi, my name is Shim Eun-yong. I play geomungo.
Hi, I'm Kim Bo-mi. I play haegeum.
So we've got some fantastic traditional Korean instruments. You've got the geomungo, which is that beautiful big zither that you play really hard. The haegeum is the screechy violin. And the piri, the little pipe that sounds like a saxophone.
Yeah.
It's a huge sound. What made you use these instruments for the kind of music that you're playing? Because this is heavy metal. This is serious rock music.
Because we are major in Korean traditional music. So, and we just make a band, like rock or another kind of music. But we just play, we can play just Korean traditional instruments. So that's why just we played the Korean traditional instruments in our band.
But to go from classical music, Korean music, and then expressing your creativity through a heavy metal sound is a big jump.
Mostly Korean traditional instrument band, they play just like acoustic Korean traditional music with piano or acoustic guitar. So too many bands like that in Korea. So we just try to, we want to break that. Impossible is nothing. Why not? So we try to with distortion guitar, heavy distortion sound and electronic sound and powerful sound. So that's why we play the heavy metal with Korean instrument.
Is this the kind of music that you grew up listening to?
When I was middle school students, I heard heavy metal a lot, and recently I still play and heard the heavy metal music. And I sometimes think, playing the guitar is feel like similar to Gomungo's playing. So maybe it's mixed. It happening maybe very exciting.
How long did it take you to find the sound that you wanted from the instruments?
I don't know, but maybe almost 2 years. So Jambina is since it's been 4 years. Maybe first 2 years we just played like acoustic and ambient music, but we have to change more powerful and more shorter. So because maybe from 3 years, we try to powerful and mixed with heavy metal.
Do your fans like it? I mean, have you found that they think, wow, this is amazing, or
Mostly fans like, wow. And they, because since so far, so many traditional music bands, they try just like acoustic, so they feel, acoustic, it's boring. But it's with heavy metal, it's fresh, it's very good, wow. So mostly fans love our style.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.
For everything that you lost, meditative loops and apocalyptic angst, Jumbinai, who really did create a buzz at Wormex this year. Still to come, the second instalment from Wormex, the Cumbia All-Stars, a trio of travelling blues, amazing music from a bass saxophone and Brazilians on vacation in Brighton. You're listening to World on 3 with me, Lopa Kotari. Online on the Radio 3 website, you can find the playlist for tonight's programme, and we've put some pictures up of the bands at Wormex. You can also listen back to the programme via the iPlayer over the next 7 days. Luaka Bop, David Byrne's label, has been on a journey of rediscovery to unearth lost and forgotten recordings from the psychedelic age of music. Who is William Onyeabor? Their most recent release is an apt title because after spending about 18 months trying to find the Nigerian artist William Onyeabor, he remains a man cloaked in mystery with many questions still unanswered. This is one of my favourite tracks from the album, and it's called A Fantastic Man. Now, Onyeabor has either set up this song to be about himself, or perhaps he's just asking women to be as complimentary to him as he is to them. So get out the flared trousers and medallions and try out those 70s disco moves. He is a fantastic man. Enjoy.
Colombia, ani ye kanyo kupa magumba.
I love the giggling that goes on in that song. The Beautiful Girls Are Wonderful, sung by South Sudan's Weyo, balancing out William Oniyabo and Fantastic Man. Weyo is not so much a group as a community. They live in a village on the outskirts of the capital, Juba, and music to them is a shared experience, just as it takes three people to play the large wooden xylophone, the baningbo. They all take turns like a sort of relay in playing the large log drum and the other instruments and, of course, chanting. The album, by the way, is called Trance Percussion Masters of South Sudan. And now for that trio of blues I mentioned earlier, Canadian, Delta and East Coast blues. First up are Faris and Jason Romero, a Canadian couple from Horsefly in British Columbia who live in a forest and spend their time making banjos and music. Long Gone Out West is their newest album and it won Traditional Singer of the Year at this year's Canadian Folk Awards just a couple of weeks ago. This song is Wild Bill Jones.
Take a little walk. I walked upon that Wild Bill Jones. He was a walking and a talking by my true love's side. I bid him for to leave her alone. I bid him for to leave her alone. true lover's neck. Honey, you're left alone.
Thank you. broke down for a while, but it's back again. Did you ever ride the Freedom Train? Oh, I remember, had a mighty engineer, been and gone. His truth and love keeps marching on. His spirit rides the Freedom Train. This train's bound for glory in a new world. Train's got a righteous story back on track. From Memphis to Cairo, people jumping on board, can't wait to go. Do you wanna ride this train? We're gonna ride till we get there. Pack your courage, pack your prayers. If you wanna ride the Freedom Train, this train's bound for glory in a new world around the bend. This train's got a righteous story all over this world. Freedom's a word. Everybody understands. Did you ever ride this train bound for glory in a new world around the bend? This train with a righteous story back on. Train's bound for glory.
The rich tones of Eric Bibb from his album Jericho Road and Freedom Train, a song inspired by Nelson Mandela. And that followed the Wyos and their thigh-slapping Milwaukee Blues. I've got a couple more songs to play before we hear Peru's Cumbia All-Stars, who told me some of their stories over a few Pisco Sours in Cardiff during the World Music Expo. Africa Express is a project set up by Damon Albarn. And just last month, Damon and a group of producers and musicians from the project went to Bamako, Mali. They set up a temporary studio in a youth club there. And over the following 7 days, they recorded some of the city's urban talent. Maison des Jeunes is the result. The album is due out next month. And this is one of the tracks from it, Yamore. It's sung by Baseko Kouyaté's niece, Kanku. And she's joined on it by her own band, Gumbari.
Chiedemi amore, me ni me fie, e ne le arabili la tu mac. Chiedemi amore, me ni me fie, e ne le arabili la tu mac. Namba fie. Namba fie, dini ele leba, namba fie, ele nana nimbo, ndia namongo fie, nidon sire dogili na lela ila gula ya, ni gula, ni lele lefe, ndia namongo fie, sodom fare muso nyuma na ozi gotele. No 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 Nicola ne ile ne leve I du maniente nyaliko akanwi kana wa kantole ene la muluku muso io sakende muso che temi amore meni be fia ele ne arabini la tuma.
down under mountains, I have heard them call my name. Will I play the little game and tell them deep, deep down, I've been waiting for the fighting to begin. Hold my hands, I'll deep sleep now, under skies of pressing dark upon my dress. Watch it turn from white to red under the bone clean moon. I am clinging to this burning, shaking bed. Must I hold my hands up? My bloody hands up. Mercy, mercy, I've been caught lying with my darkest thought. They grab my wings, pin me to the wall. Oh, light, please try to hold your ground. Lift me up before I drown. The din creeps neath my skin, and I can't even know goodness. From the neighboring town, there's a boy who comes to sing upon our street. I watch him from the window, thinking deep, deep down, he'd be richer if he just became a thief. Still he holds his hands out, I walk down to the river, stand and shiver in the wind. Throw stones, I watch him sink into the icy blue, let it rise about my ankles. I don't want this darkness. The sun just falls from the sky. Oh, mercy, mercy, I've been caught lying with my darkest thought. They grab my wing, pin me to the wall. Oh, light, please try to hold your ground. Lift me up before I drown. The dim creeps neath my skin.
The 22-year-old Highland lass, Rachel Sermani. On Tuesday night, I saw her singing to an intimate gathering at the Hospital Club in London's Covent Garden. She told humorous tales and sang beautifully. There were many goosebump moments where her voice just seemed to float effortlessly with the lightness of a snowflake. And then she'd belt out something that would show you her scarier side. She is a must-see if you haven't already. And that was The Fog, a song inspired by a Rumi poem. And Rachel's going to be doing a couple of gigs, one in Glasgow, the other in London, in the new year. And so to Peruvian legends of the psychedelic 60s, the Cumbia All-Stars. They're an eight-piece band, some of whom were from legendary groups like Los Destellos and Los Diablos Rojos, who defined the new plugged-in synthesized sound of cumbia. There's been quite a revival of that music in recent times, but I tell you, it's wonderful to hear it straight from the masters themselves. Here they are performing at Wemex, a standard cumbia piece called Quiero que amanezca.
Hey!
I'm here with two members of the Cumbia All-Stars. I'll be surprised if I'll get a straight answer out of them because they giggle all the time. Dante Antonio Reyes Montana, who's the percussionist, and Luis Carillo Boisset, who is the lead singer. A warm welcome.
Bueno, el saludo para Lopa.
Ah, gracias.
Qué hermosa.
And greetings to Lopa, who is so beautiful.
Thank you, Luis. Thank you very much. Your music is all about fun, isn't it?
De eso se trata. O sea, nosotros.
Yes, that's the idea. When we are on stage, we share it all with you. All our strength, all our energy, the flavor that we give to our music. We share it with you so you have fun.
There's a great revival of cumbia music, of music from Peru. Why do you think this is happening at this moment in time?
Well, we're very happy about this revival. We are a little bit like the Buena Vista Social Club. We're older, and we're playing the cumbia we've played all our lives. We were playing this music back in the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, right up until now.
So you guys, Cumbia All-Stars, have all played together way back when?
No. Tenemos,
no, in the old days we all played in different groups. We all have a history of maybe 40 or 50 years as musicians, but not in the same group. This project was actually created by a Frenchman, and he worked together with a Peruvian, José Rodríguez, and they had this wonderful idea of bringing us together, the leading players, and call us Las Estrellas de la Cumbia, Cumbia All-Stars.
Dante, you were saying that this is the music that you were playing back in the 60s and 70s, that the great music of parties and of social groups. Does it still have that same message today?
Yes, it does have the same message, although we have changed the music a bit. It's still the same songs, but we are adding a little Creole flavor and a bit of swing. And it's so contagious. When they hear our music, people just can't help dancing.
Well, there was a lot of dancing last night.
There certainly was, and I was amazed. I saw you in the audience dancing your head off, and Catalina, the translator, too, both of you. And that's the great satisfaction that this music gives us.
Is the younger generation in Peru, do they enjoy the old style of cumbia?
Yes, the new generation is dancing to cumbia, and we play it at all kinds of venues for all kinds of people. It's the same in Peru and here in Europe, too.
And are you writing new songs now?
Yes, at the moment we're playing the classic songs of Peruvian cumbia from the 60s and the 70s to today. But we're just about to start a project when we'll be creating new songs.
Yes, actually, the minute we get back from Europe, we'll be going straight into the recording studio to do some new songs. That's what we have planned.
And we've certainly had lots of inspiration over here for our new songs, new sounds, new people. And I'll never forget the sight of you and Catalina shaking your hips. That's enough inspiration for anybody.
And I have to say that we're giggling here because Luis Carillo Boisset is doing some fancy little dance moves.
So we've seen the way people are dancing. We've seen what people enjoy. We've seen these beautiful countries. We've seen how people have welcomed us, the affection they've given us, the beautiful people like you. I just want to go home and sing songs about it all.
Well, I can't wait to hear your new album.
De todas maneras. La primicia.
And I promise you that you'll be the first to hear it. I promise with all my heart.
Thank you so much, Dante, Luis, and Catalina for translating for us. Thank you
gracias
so much.
Gracias, gracias, gracias. Un beso. I love you.
Gracias.
I love you.
Thank you.
The flirtatious and fun-loving Cumbia All-Stars, 60s psychedelic cumbia alive and well today. What a delightful group of gentlemen. Well, has that put you in the holiday mood? Because this next song is Vacation. It's by the incorrigible Sid Vicious-styled Brazilian punk Supla, who some of you might remember as the elder of the Brothers of Brazil. Here's Supla and his tribute to one of England's great vacation spots.
Your face.
Incredible sound of Colin Stetson's bass saxophone creating that circular wall of sound on Warm Shadow. A song by Finn Greenall, the English singer who goes by the name of Fink. Also on that track is Justin Vernon, Bonnie Vale's frontman. I saw Colin Stetson and his amazing saxophone a couple of years ago when he played at Ronnie Scott's on the opening night of the London Jazz Festival on Jez Nelson's show. If you ever get a chance to see him, you really must. It was one of the most scintillating music performances I've ever been to. Time for about three more tunes, I think. Nick Page, always one to keep busy and turn out witty, well-produced numbers, has done it again. This time as the Dub Colossus Band. Dub Don't Live Here Anymore is a five-track EP, all penned by Nick, and most of them with London gal PJ Higgins. Here she is singing one of those tracks, Fight Back. You might want to strut around the room to this one.
Drew said we can't make them win this thing, yeah. We all have to unite and rise up against the system. We have to bounce them down. We have to make them know, say, we run things, and we the people them. Not no politician, no statistician. Me don't want a repetition of what I want before. We have to fight back.
Batang lupa hapusnya derah sampai ke hilir nanya berisi boya misteri oh, 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 oh. Kita nembiak jangan si dengar cerita lama cerita bujang si, bujang si, bujang sana.
come back home with us.
Contemporary folk song from Malaysian group Nading Rhapsody. Elements of the lead singer's voice remind me of Angelique Kidjo, actually. And funny, Angelique Kidjo is going to be performing at London's Barbican Centre on the 13th for the Songlines Music Awards. And talking of awards, next week Ian Anderson of F-Roots magazine will be on the programme to announce the winners of the F-Roots Critics Poll. We've also got a session with Siba, one of Brazil's avant-garde folk musicians. So join me, Lopa Katari, at the same time next Friday, if you can. Well, that really is it for tonight. I leave you with a song from a woman with quite an enticing voice, reminiscent of the 50s with a hint of Julie London, the smoky-voiced American singer and actress whose signature song was Cry Me a River back in 1955. This is Kirsty McGee in a song called Sandman. Good night.
Right before you close your eyes, whispering your prayers, when the Sandman blows your eyes, I'll be there. When you wake up in the night, sounds the second stair that creaks under the callous foot, gather roses while you may, while the bloom is full, for the blossom soon will fade and the bloom grow dull. Right before the morning light creeps soft upon the sill, when the shadows chase the night, I never will. When your voice is softly heard singing in the morning air, but the note does not ring true, I'll be there. Gather roses while you may, while the bloom is full, for the blossom soon will fade and the bloom grow dull. Before you sleep at night, blinds and the window's black embrace. If you find the face of a lover long forgot, forgotten eyes, forgotten hair, forgotten words that stretch like salt, I'll be there. Gather roses while you may, while the bloom is full, for the blossom soon will fade and the bloom grow dull. Right before